Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought I had a translator, but oh, there he is, walking in right now. Right on time, perfect. Yeah, you'll have to excuse the people that live in Henderson because I think they were blocking the traffic. And so it'd take an extra while just to get here from Henderson. And funny story is that I went on the freeway and, you know, mistake, I wasn't thinking. I was like, okay, I needed to go right to go to where I'm supposed to go. And then the police officers were blocking the way. I was like, okay, shoot, I have to go left. And I figured, oh, this will take an extra long time and I'm going to be late. And then I realized, actually, I was supposed to go left. And God told me, you know, I'm going to put these police officers here and make sure you go the correct way. So praise the Lord for correcting my stupidity and blank-mindedness. I just thought I'd say that because he's getting ready right now. So.
All right, just give me a second.
Yeah, no problem. It was the traffic, huh? Yeah, okay.
The highway was blocked.
Yeah, highway was blocked, and thankfully I went the right way.
Sorry about that. I think we can get started.
Don't worry. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about repentance. And I know when we hear a sermon like that, we automatically don't want to listen to it because we heard it so many times.
今天我们要讲的是, 救赎, 赎罪, 就是, 忏悔, 今天我们讲的是忏悔, 认罪, 但是我们经常不愿意听这个信息, 因为我们已经听过很多次了。
And we know we need to repent, and when we hear that, we struggle because we don't want to repent.
我们要赎罪, 但是我们经常那个, 不想考虑这个问题。
And so we understand that when we hear this, we already know the kind of sermon that it's going to be.
所以当你听到这个题目的时候, 你可能已经猜到我要讲什么了。
You know, I'm going to talk about how big of a sinner you are and you need to stop sinning.
我在想你是一个很大的罪人, 你要停止犯罪。
And I'm going to be preaching from a chapter and a verse that I've never heard any preacher or pastor ever talk about before.
我今天要讲这段经文是我 从来没有听过其他的传道人讲过的。
And I don't know if you're familiar with people who preach, there are different styles and different approaches to preaching the gospel.
我不知道你们有没有注意到, 就是不同的牧师, 他们讲到的风格可能不太一样。
I met some people who, you know, on the university campuses or even on the streets, they would have the loud bullhorn and they would be preaching.
有时候在校园里边, 或者因为, 就是即使在那个街上, 会有人用很大的喇叭来放他的那个讲道。
And we know the classic message, you know, repent or perish.
我们知道, 你们听过很多遍了, 如果你不, 认罪的话, 我们就要会被, 我们就会毁灭。
I had a roommate who actually approached one of these preachers.
所以我有一个那个室友, 曾经问过一个这样的一个牧师。
And the preacher, of course, you know, was preaching about condemnation and sin, and it was a relatively negative message.
那个牧师当时在讲是这个, 神的咒诅和人的罪是一个比较负面的一个信息。
So my roommate, he's a Christian, strong believer. He approached him and said, I believe in your message and I want to change.
所以我当时我那个朋友是 虔诚的基督徒, 所以他跟那个走到牧师面前跟他讲, 我相信你说的, 但是我想改变。
He wanted to see the reaction and see what would happen when he approached this preacher.
他想看一看那个, 牧师对他的反应会是什么样。
And so the preacher was actually surprised and invited him over for dinner.
那个牧师, 对他回答的问题比较感到比较, 惊讶, 然后就会, 然后就把他请到, 一起吃晚饭。
And so in the middle of the conversation, my roommate asked him, has anybody ever come to Jesus since you've been preaching?
然后我的那个室友就问这个牧师, 你讲到这么多年, 有没有人就是悔改认罪?
And he said, no, not one.
然后这个牧师说，没有一个人悔改都没有。
And so, me personally, I like to think that I like to share the gospel publicly.
就我个人来讲，我希望能够在公共场合来讲神的信息。
There are many different ways that I've done it. I've done it on the basketball court, or just on the street, or in a coffee shop.
我做过很多次，比如说在打篮球场上会讲，在马路上也会讲，在咖啡店也会讲。
And since we've had the quarantine, we're not allowed to go out so much. Changing my routine.
因为我们现在有那个居家这个隔离，所以很多这种以前做的，我现在都不能做了。
And I like to do it while I'm playing video games.
所以他在家里面是可以 ，you do this while you're doing.
Yeah, playing video games. I'll chat with them on the microphone, and I'll tell the gospel while we're playing video games.
所以他在和别人在网上打游戏的时候，会给别人传福音。
And pretty fun, but actually, there's a lot of people that don't want to hear the message while we're playing, but I do it anyway.
我觉得很有意思，但是很多人他们玩游戏的时候不想听到这个福音。
And so we're going to look into this passage here, and it actually explains who God, the character of God really is.
所以我们要看这段经文，我们要看这个神的这个神到底是一个什么样的神。
Sometimes when we read into certain passages, we may look into the character of God the wrong way.
所以我们有时候看不同的经文呢，是我们会对神的理解会有不同。
And of course, if we are living the wrong way that's against God's character, we actually may influence people the wrong way.
如果我们对神的品格的理解不同有偏差的话，我们对别人传道的时候当然也会有偏差。
So we're looking to Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
我们看罗马书二章一到四节。
So Romans is a book of strong doctrine and application.
罗马书是一本讲这个教义很多，并且讲这个应用很多的一本书。
The book of Romans was written to people who were fairly new Christians and a mixture of Jewish, old Jewish believers.
罗马书是保罗对新的基督徒和一些犹太人。
And so Paul is going to write to clarify some of the beliefs that people had and to correct them the right way.
所以保罗写罗马书是为了这个声明解释这个教义，然后对一些行为的偏差、教义理解的偏差进行纠正。
Okay, I'll start with just break up these verses. Let's begin Romans chapter 2.
罗马书二章。
You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same thing. Now we know God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
In that particular time, in that particular culture, it was very popular to be constantly telling people what they're doing wrong.
在当时那个社会和文化里面，指出别人的错误是非常正常常见的。
And people thought that they were actually being good Christians when they were doing that.
然后很多人被指出别人错误的时候。就会认为自己是做的是对的，是一个好的基督徒。
But actually, Paul is saying right here that just because you're telling people what is right and wrong, does not make you a good Christian.
保罗在这里面讲的，在这段话里说的是，你只是指出别人的错误，并不代表你是一个好的基督徒。
And he's saying, you know, you're going to be doing the same things that you're telling people not to do.
所以保罗在这里提醒这些人，你批评别人的事情，自己也要做，也在做。
So, a lot of people would think we're going to be a good Christian if we go out to, let's say, a pride parade, or if we go to somewhere that we know there are a lot of sinners, and if we go there and tell people that they're sinning and that they're doing something wrong, they're actually not good being a good Christian.
所以如果你觉得去如果有别人的私人的聚会，然后你去跟他们讲他们都是罪人，指出他们的罪和错误的话，你是一个好的基督徒的话，其实并不是这样。
And so let's go to verse 3. This is the verse, these are the verses that actually explain the right character of God and how we should approach telling people about sin.
我们看第三节，这一节其实是告诉我们神的品格和属性，然后让我们知道怎么样来对待罪。
Verse 3. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?
你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
And there are a lot of Christians out there that you probably know, even on the internet or maybe some people that you met will try to shove righteousness and perfection down people's throats.
你可能认识一些这样的基督徒，他们会经常找机会来展示他们的正义和他们的完美。
And so we kind of have this regular mentality thinking that we're going to be good Christians when we do that.
所以我们可能有这样的一个印象，觉得如果我们像他们那样做的话，我们就是好的基督徒。
So I just want to also mention as a side note that judging is okay. We have to make right judgments. I'm not saying that you should never judge.
我想说一下，就解释一下，就是我觉得我们判断是，需要的，因为我们有时候需要来判断。
So in Matthew chapter 7, we know, you know, judge not, lest you be judged yourself. And what he's saying is, like, when you judge someone, make sure you do it in a very kind and loving way, or someone's going to judge you the same way, the way that you judge that person.
马太福音七章一节说：“你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。”这里讲的是。当我们评判别人的时候，我们要用有爱心来评判，然后不然的话，我们也会被我们评判别人的方式来被别人评判。
Let me give you an example of when we use judgment in an incorrect way.
所以我给你举个例子，就是什么样的那个论断别人、评判别人的时候是错误的，错误的方式。
Some of you may have heard this story before. So there was a guy who was in a train. He notices this dad in the train, and he sees that their kids are just rowdy, just misbehaving.
有一次在一个火车上，一个父亲带着几个孩子，但是孩子们非常的吵闹，一点不守规矩。
And everyone around there is looking at him like, why isn't this father doing something about it?
很多人都看这个父亲，觉得他应该管教一下自己的孩子。
And so one man goes up to him and says, hey, you do realize this is a public train, you should keep your kids together.
所以有一个男人就走到这个父亲面前说，我们这是一个公共的列车，你应该管一下你的孩子们。
And so the father was like, oh, you know what, I'm so sorry, you're right. I just, earlier today, I lost my wife, and we're going to the funeral right now, so I really apologize.
所以这个父亲就说，哦，很抱歉，对，那个我没有注意到我的孩子，我太太刚刚去世，我们正在去她的葬礼的路上，所以没有心情来管教孩子。
And so the person was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that.
所以这个跟父亲讲话的人就是说，很抱歉，我不知道这个事情。
And sometimes when we look at people who are in sin, we don't really know the background of their living situation.
所以当我们看到别人可能我们觉得他们在最终的时候，但是我们不知道他们的背景是什么样的。
Perhaps we may look at someone who is an alcoholic and say, oh, this person needs to get everything right together.
可能你会看到一个酗酒的人，然后你会觉得这个人应该改正他的行为。
Perhaps something in his past led him to be an alcoholic and he just had no hope.
但是或许事实上可能是有他的一些背景让他导致他成为那个酗酒的人，但是他已经没有希望来 没有希望来做其他的事情。
And could you imagine if God looked us the same way, if He just saw us as terrible sinners, and He said, "No, they're not going to deserve my love."
那你觉得，如果神看到这样一个人，会说这是一个罪人，他不值得我的爱吗？
So when we do judge, make sure we pass judgment the right way, not the incorrect way.
所以当我们真正要评断的时候，我们要用正确的方法。
And if we go back to Romans chapter 2,
我们就回到罗马书二章。
God wants people to repent, but how does He tell people to repent?
神想让人们悔改，但是神是怎么想让我们怎么样悔改呢？
In chapter 4, it says, Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance?
二章四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Let me show you something in the Old Testament, because a lot of people like to say, you know, Jesus is kind.And merciful and gracious in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, he was wrathful and he didn't tolerate any person who was a sinner.
我们看一段，我想看一，我领大家看一段旧约的章节，因为在旧约里边，神给我们的印，给大家很多人的印象就是神是一个很公义的神，对罪是完全不能容忍的。
Okay, we'll turn to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to read about Cain and Abel, and we're going to see.God's kindness to someone who murdered his brother.
我们看创世纪四章，我们看该隐与亚伯的故事。我们看一下神怎么样来原谅一个杀害自己亲兄弟的人。
Okay, we'll start in verse 2. It says, Later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil and an offering to the Lord.But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
四章二节，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里出产为供物献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
I want us to pay attention on some particular details that we may have missed usually when we read through this.
我想大家注意一些细节，我们可能忽略的细节。
So we probably think, I mean, I did at first.That Cain's offering was not accepted because he brought grains and things from the ground.
有些人说该隐的那个供物不受耶和华喜悦，因为他是从地里出产的。
The grains were accepted, but just how Cain brought to God was not.
但其实地里出产的神是喜悦的，只不过是该隐献祭的方式。耶和华不喜悦。
Because Abel was the one who tends the flock, and Cain is the one by his occupation tends the ground.
亚伯是放羊的，该隐是种地的。
And of course, when Abel brought it was the best.
当亚伯献祭的时候，他是把最好的献给耶和华。
And Cain probably just brought something second.
那该隐可能是没有把最好的献给耶和华。
But I also want us to point out the fact that God looked at Abel's with favor and Cain's with no favor.
所以耶和华对亚伯献的祭表示喜悦，对该隐献的没有表示喜悦。
It doesn't say that God hated Cain and God wished Cain would change his ways, but really just favor. Like, oh, I like yours. I don't like yours as much. That's it.
但神其实没有没有就是记恨或者是非常不喜悦该隐的记，他只是更喜悦亚伯的记更多一点。
Okay, let's continue on verse 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but but you must master it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
第六节，耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
So if we look at Cain's sins, there are a lot of sins here. He didn't just kill him, but you know, he was angry. He was envious and jealous and wanted to be better, prideful.
该隐这个我们知道，该隐就杀了他弟兄亚伯。但是该隐其实这边还有很多的罪，比如说他发怒、嫉妒，他自己的那个虚荣等等。
And of course, sins keep coming on. He continued to lie, etc.
并且这个罪的不断增加，这个该隐还继续说谎。
Verse 9, then Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? I don't know, he replied, am I my brother's keeper? The Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out for me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说，我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说，你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。
Verse 13, Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. So there's a curse that happened because of what he had done. And that's just the consequence that happened. And Cain knows that if he goes out, he will be killed because they don't want him around.
十三节，该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上。必遇见凡遇见我的，必杀我。所以这个这是神对该隐的惩罚，是他犯罪的后果。但是该隐说，知道如果他到离开这地的话，别人都会不喜悦他，并且会杀掉他。
And so he says to God, this punishment is.Way more than I can bear.
所以该隐对耶和华说，这个刑罚是过于我所能当的。
Okay, I want us to look at verse 15 very carefully.
然后我们仔细来读十五节。
But the Lord said to him, not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance seven times over. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him will kill him. So Cain went out in the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
耶和华对他说，凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。耶和华就给该隐一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
So his God's decision on Cain is not a punishment when he marked Cain. It was actually a mark of grace.
所以当神在该隐身上做一个记号的时候，这个记号并不是一个惩罚的记号，而是一个恩典的记号。
Of all the sins that Cain had done, it was the reaction of God was mercy and grace and forgiveness.
所以虽然该隐犯了这么大的罪，耶和华对该隐还是有怜悯，有恩典。
And more so, look in verse 17, where his blessings come upon Cain.
我们如果看第十七节，就知道神的恩典还是临到了该隐。
It says Cain lay with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of. Okay, I'm not going to read all these names, sorry. But they're hard names to read. But look at the blessings that God had bestowed on a Cain.
所以我们看十七节，该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕了，生了以诺。 该隐建造了一座城，就按照他的名字儿子的名将那城叫做以诺，然后就讲以诺的后代。所以我们可以看到这个神对该隐是大大的施加恩典。
So what God really wants is not to punish and to threaten Cain, but to guide him and to teach him and to help him grow and be better.
所以神的目的并不是为了惩罚和威胁该隐，而是来带领该隐走这个神让他当走的这个正义的道路。
And I just want to be clear, at the same time, I'm not giving a pass on sin.
但是我要解释一下，我并不是说犯罪是无所谓的。
I like to talk about sin the same way Paul talks about sin.
我对罪，我要讲的罪的，我对罪的解释就像保罗对我们，对罪的解释一样。
So turn to your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 6.
所以我们看罗马书六章。
So Romans chapter 6 is a chapter solely on sin.
罗马书六章是专门讲罪的。
And turn to verse 16.
我们看六章十六节。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?
六章十六节，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
He's saying that if you are following and you are being led by sin, you are going to be controlled by it.
他是在说，如果你跟从罪，你就会被罪来控制。
He also says which leads to death.
然后会导致死。
Which he's not wrong. It does. Sin does lead to death.
所以保罗说的没有错，罪会导致我们的死。
He's warning people not to sin because it actually will destroy you.
所以保罗在警告众人不要犯罪，因为犯罪会导致死。
But he's not saying if you sin, you will go to hell if you're a Christian.
但他并没有说如果你是基督徒犯罪的话，你会去地狱。
Remember in Romans chapter 2, if you're a Christian, then we're going to sin no matter what. We all sin, right?
所以我们看如果回忆罗马书二章的时候会讲虽然是基督徒也会犯罪。
But nowhere in the Bible says that if you're a Christian and you sin, you're actually going to lose your salvation.
但是 Bible, 圣经并没有讲如果是基督徒犯罪的话我们就会失去神的救恩。
But what Paul is getting at is that when you do sin, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting the people around you.
但保罗在这里讲的是当我们犯罪的时候我们会伤害自己伤害周围的人。
At the same time, if you see someone or know someone who sinned, they're hurting themselves.
并且如果你看到别人在犯罪他们也在伤害他们自己。
Okay, let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
如果我们看一下路加十三章。
And this is where Jesus says, repent or perish.
这里是耶稣在说，如果不悔改，就要被消灭。
Verse 1 of Luke chapter 13. Now there were some present at the time who told Jesus about Galileans whose blood Pilate had the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with the sacrifices.Jesus answered, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
路加十三章第一节，正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。” 从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
Jesus is saying that you have choices in your life, and if you live a way that is sinful, then you're likely gonna die.
耶稣说我们都有一个选择，对这些人讲，他们有选择，但是他们如果选择是遵从罪的话，他们会遭致灭亡。
Say for example, I decide not to be a preacher or a pastor anymore. I actually want to go and rob banks from now on.
比如说，如果我现在不做牧师了，但是我要去抢银行。
Sounds very tempting. I know. I might just do that.
可能挺有意思，可能我会真的去那样做。
But of course, like the choices you make could lead you to death, right?
当然，就是我们的选择可能会让我们导致灭亡。
And Jesus, being very loving, is telling people, make good choices where you won't suffer or perish.
所以，耶稣在教导众人，就是说我们要做好的选择，所以我们不会走向灭亡。
It's no different than a good parent who warns his child, before you cross the street, look the other way, or look both ways, or don't cross the street unless I'm there.
所以就像父母告诉小孩过马路要左右看一样。
Or so, if a parent is saying, don't touch that frying pan, it's hot.
所以就像父母警告孩子说那个炉子上那个锅热不要动一样。
These are the strong warnings of a parent, just like when Jesus and God tells us not to do something. Those are strong warnings from God, who is our Father.
所以耶稣在这里讲的就是神给我们的警告。
And so Jesus is saying, you know what? Let's live the right way and live the right way and you will receive good fruit.
所以耶稣教导我们要走正义的路，过正义的生活，所以我们就那样，我们就会得到义的果子。
And that should be a warning for all of us when we go to church or when we meet people. There's two ways you can look at this.
所以当我们行事为人，当我们和别人交流的时候，其实我们可以从这里面学到很多。
And this is why it's important.
所以这也是为什么这个 topic 这个问题如此重要。
I grew up going to church, and I used to think that if you ever sin, you're just a horrible, wicked person.
我以前去教会，小时候去教会，我的印象就是，如果我们犯罪的话，我们就是一个很坏的人。
And so the more I looked into it, and the more I lived out my life, I thought about that sermon.
所以当我那个不停在后来成长，在不停思考这个问题的时候。
And so every time I sinned, I would just beat myself up and always think to myself that I'm never good enough for God's love.
所以当我在犯罪的时候，我就会对我自己非常谴责，觉得我自己不配得神的爱。
And so I got to the point where I thought, you know what, I'm never going to be good enough, so I'm never going to go to church, I'm never going to follow God anymore.
所以到了一个程度，我就觉得我自己不够好，我达不到神的要求，所以我就停止去教会了。
I think people who hold on to a message like that could never really love God back.
所以如果你这个信息，如果你听到的是像我听到那个信息的话，你很难能够接受神的爱。
And there's this one person that was not really a close friend, but he came up to me and spoke to me once.
所以我有一个认识人，他有一次跟我讲。
And I'll never forget him and his demeanor.
我对我印象非常深刻。
And he said, you know what? He just said very positive, very lightly. You know, church is actually really good for you. You should just consider going.
他跟我非常正面非常乐观地说教会其实会对你很好，你应该继续去教会。
And for the longest time, no one has really spoke the kind words like that to me.
那之前很长时间都没有人对我讲那个很鼓励的话。
And when he did that, it was really weird because I guess he could consider himself not to be a very good Christian, but he decided to tell me that.
那个时候他给我讲的时候有点奇怪，因为他我觉得他并不是一个很好的基督徒，但是他对我有这种鼓励。
And I could really sense, looking back now, that God was in my life showing His kindness and His goodness to me.
所以当我回头看这件事情的时候，我会知道神是在那里向我展示他的爱。
And that was the catalyst or the beginning point, the main thing that led me to follow God once again.
所以那件事情就是我让我重新回到神的道路上的一个契机。
So when you do sin, don't beat yourself down the way that I did.
所以当你在犯罪的时候，不要像我那样对自己这么样的严厉。
God wants to restore you, bring you back, and make you a better person each and every day.
神在每一天每一时刻都想让我们悔改，都想我们变成一个更蒙神喜悦的人。
Just like if we were in school and you're taking a test and maybe you didn't do well, how would we respond if the teacher was like, you're the worst student, you're never going to be good enough, and I'm just going to fail you right here?
就像如果你在学校里边考试有一次考得不好，然后老师对你讲你是一个最差的学生，你没有希望，那我们会怎么样？
But a good teacher would say, you know what, I see some of the mistakes you're making and I want to help you, I can correct these, and we can make sure that you don't make these mistakes again.
所以好的老师 会鼓励学生，虽然你犯了一些错误，但是我们可以学习，从这些错误里面学习到我们应该学到的，然后我们会不要再犯这种错误。
So maybe there are people around you that don't quite understand God's love, and you could begin sharing this message.
所以如果你身边有人对神的爱没有完全理解的话，你可以向他们来解释这个问题。
So this is the second thing that is why this is important.
所以这也是第二个原因，为什么这个信息很重要。
Maybe there are people around you to this very day that have no idea about this particular message.
也可能是你身边的人对这个神的爱完全没有这个理解。
Like I said, I've been going to church for years, hear hundreds and thousands of probably thousands of sermons in my life. I haven't calculated, probably not even close, but I've never once heard a preacher say that kindness leads to your repentance. God's kindness leads to repentance.
我信主很多年，听过成百上千个讲道，我从来没有，我没有记得有一个牧师会讲这一个章节，就是说神的恩典，神的宽容是带领我们悔改。
So if there's people in your life that maybe you're a relative or a parent or your neighbor, those people need to know the true character of God.
所以你身边的人，或许你的亲人或者是你的邻居，他们是要知道神，需要知道神真正的品格。
And that will start with the way we represent Him.
那他们对神的理解就是从我们身上，我们怎么样来代表神。
It wouldn't help that person if we kept on condemning them for all the things that they're doing.
如果我们每次见到他都要来那个诅咒他们的罪的时候，他们学不到神，看不到神的恩典。
So a good way to practice this exercise is to start with the people around you.
所以我们从身边的人开始做起。
Could start here at this church. There's probably people here that are trying to know who God is.
我们教会也有些人在还在寻找神。
And what I like to do is start with the people close to you and keep on moving forward.
然后从你身边的人开始，然后来做神的工。
Could be your neighbors, your coworkers, people around you, anyone.
可能会是你的邻居，你的工作的工作的同事，或者你身边其他的人。
That's what God wants us to do, right?
所以神是让我们希望我们来做这些事情的。
And so, you know, they're different. I like to preach. I like to share the gospel with people. I've tried many different techniques.
我喜欢向别人传福音。我试过很多不同的方法。
There's this Mormon person who I sat next to in an airplane.
有一次我坐飞机，旁边是一个摩门教的人。
And before we took off, you know, I told them what I did, where I went to school, and she was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
我们飞机起飞之前，我跟他讲我是做什么的，然后他说挺好。
And so, when I talked to her, I began saying things very negative about her faith.
所以我们坐飞机的时候，我就跟他讲了一些很负面的，我对摩门教很负面的一些看法。
And, you know, it was going to be a long flight, and I could tell the way that she responded was very negatively in response.
飞行时间很长，但我能感觉到他对我的这个 对我的看法非常非常的负面。
So we actually started yelling in the airplane.
所以我们在飞机上其实最后吵起来了。
No, we didn't. Actually, that happened one time with someone else in Starbucks.
对，其实在飞机上没有吵，但有一次在星巴克有事。
You know, one time we were this is off topic. One time we were in Starbucks and a very quiet coffee shop, and me, one of my friends and another person, we were going real loud in the coffee shop.
啊，这是一个插一句，就是有一次，我和另外两个朋友在星巴克里面，就是非常安静的咖啡厅大吵。
Maybe 3 hours long.
可能吵了三个小时。
And so when we left, everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, please leave."
当我们走的时候，很多人都很高兴。
But here in the airplane, I was like, "Oh, this is going to be a long flight. I don't think this is the right way to go, and I don't. This is not the approach that I wanted to handle the situation."
所以在飞机上那一次呢，因为还有很长的飞行时间，并且这也不是我想来处理这个事情的方式。
I realized I made a huge mistake. I attacked her faith, and of course, naturally.They're going to attack back.
我觉得我是犯了一个错误。当我攻击别人信仰的时候，当然他们会反击。
So I took about 10 seconds and just asked God to forgive me, and I knew that was the wrong approach.
所以我花十秒钟求神饶恕，因为那个方式是不对的。
And so I turned to her and said, "You know, I'm very sorry. I should not have said those things. I shouldn't have done that. And please forgive me."
所以我就转向她，我说对不起，当时我刚才不应该讲那些话，请原谅。
And she was like, "Yeah, of course, you know, don't worry about it." And throughout the whole flight, I showed absolute kindness to her.
所以她说好，没关系，不介意。然后我们剩下的飞行时间，我一直对她非常的宽容。
And the whole time we're talking about her family, her life, her kids, and I, you know, at the end, I said, "You know what? Thank you very much for this time that we had."
So we talk about her family, her surrounding things.
And so instantly, her attitude completely changed because of the kindness that I showed.
So when we finished, her attitude completely changed.
And she was kind back to me.
She was kind back
to me. And maybe, possibly, she'll look back and say, "That was a very nice man. He did say sorry, and everything was good."
或许她回头会想，那个人是一个有恩典的男人，并且他对我道歉了。
And we always remember the people who are very kind, and we also remember those who are very rude and intolerant and angry. We'll always remember those two people.
我们会经常记住两种人，一种是很有恩慈的人，另一种是非常经常发怒的人。
And I know that when we go to heaven, I definitely want to be the person where everyone say that man was very kind to me.
我知道当我去天堂的时候，我会希望让大家记住我是一个有恩慈的人。
And when I do preach the gospel, it's been to the far one way where it's like, "You're a sinner, you need to know God. Why aren't you being asking for forgiveness? You're going to go to hell." I've done that.
有时候我们去想对别人讲，你做得很坏，你应该悔改，要不然你会下地狱。我曾经这样讲过。
And at the same time, for other people, I've also tried being super kind, understanding, loving, and asking them about personal life and just being there and praying for them.
对另外一些人，我曾经我也有做过，就是非常有恩慈，对他们非常有爱心。
I want to say that I've never had anyone accept Jesus Christ when I was being angry and intolerant and forceful to them.
我回忆我，当我对某人非常生气，对他指出他的罪，对他批评的时候，从来没有一个人因为那样来信主。
But on the other hand, I had a very high success rate when I'm kind and gentle and loving, just the way it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
但是，从，这个，当我对别人很有恩慈、很宽容、很有耐心的时候，就像罗马书二章四节讲的时候，我的成功率，我传福音的成功率会非常高。
And I want to share with you one of the most recent times when I was playing a video game. I do my usual, I have a, you know, speech that I say when we're playing video games.
所以最近一次我们在玩游戏，那玩游戏的时候我专门准备了一个，玩游戏的时候给别人传福音的一个信息。
Some responses, they're like, we don't want to hear it, we're playing video games here, and I don't care, I just tell them anyway. They can mute me if they want.
所以有人反应就是我不想听，我们想玩游戏，但是我还会讲。
And every time there's, of course, when you share the gospel, some people aren't going to want to hear it.
其实也是这样，当你讲福音的时候，很多人可能是不想听。
This is one particular person, just the other night, he did things way differently than usual.
上次玩游戏，当我这样讲的时候，有一个人的反应很不一样。
He was using language that was just to show God that he's a ridiculous person.
他用的语言就是，好像要让神知道他是一个非常无理的人。
So he would say stuff like, "Does God love killers? And does God love rapists? And does God love homosexual people?"
所以他会说，神爱罪人吗？神爱强奸犯吗？神爱同性恋吗？
And he kept asking questions that made it seem very difficult to answer. And normally, normal people would respond like, "You're so dumb, and you don't know, you don't understand who God is." People would say stuff like that.
所以他的这些问题都很难回答。那可能有人会对他讲，你这个问题都很愚蠢，你没有办法理解神。
And so I calmly just quoted verses like nothing can separate you from the love of God, just calmly and shared with him how much God loves people.
但是我保持我的冷静，我就跟他分享这个圣经的章节，跟他讲什么没有任何事情可以让他和神的爱来隔离。
And I would say stuff like God loves you, and there's no sin that you can do that would make God not love you.
我跟他讲，我说神是爱你的。没有任何罪，可以让，当你犯罪的时候，神会停止爱你。
And so towards the end of the game, you know, it's about to be over, and I said, you know, God loves you. I hope you were blessed by this, and you know, if you want to receive Jesus Christ, believe in Him.
然后最后快结束的时候，我就跟他讲，我说，你这些问题，很好，你想不想接受耶稣做你的救主
？And the person that was you know, in the conversation that continued to respond negatively, he actually didn't say anything bad. He couldn't say anything.
所以，但这个人他一直在讲这个非常负面的事情的，问非常负面问题的时候，他并没有到最后并没有非常的负面。
And we actually lost that video game, and people would be kind of upset. But after the video game, we had the little chat, so we can actually discuss whatever happened in the game.
所以那个游戏其实我们是输了，但是游戏之后我们花了一段时间来谈这些事情。
And the this never happened, but usually they just leave and say, you know, we didn't want to hear what you had to say. But this time was particularly different.
经常就是游戏结束之后大家很快就离开了，没有人再想继续讨论。但这次不一样。
So there were two other people that stayed to chat, and one of them right after the game said, "We had a sermon tonight."
然后其实有两个人打完游戏留下来了，然后其中一个人讲，我们这次打游戏的时候听了一篇讲道。
And they were saying how one of them was into drugs, and I said, you know, I kept telling them how good God is, and drugs are not good for you. They actually lead to life or lead to death.
其实有一个人两个人中有一个人在吸毒，我跟他讲这个吸毒是不好的，其实是会导致死亡。
Like it feels good at the moment, but afterwards you're going to be depressed. You're going to be alone. You're going to be without God.
那吸毒的时候可能会短暂的有快感。
And the other
之后会远离神，会让你更远离神。
And the other person was saying, "Wow, this preacher knows what he's talking about. That happened to me just the other night. He did drugs, and he was depressed for 3 days."
然后另外一个人说，哦，这个牧师真是知道，到底会怎么样？因为前几天他也这个人也吸了毒，然后三天以后的三天都是非常的压抑。
And so they were really picking up on message and the kindness of God, and they were actually we were all actually conversing and having a good time talking about it.
所以他们 其实是那天是听到了神的爱和恩典，然后我们花了一段时间 来继续来讨论这个问题。
And I eventually asked them for their names and said, I will pray for you guys, and I hope that I'll see you guys in heaven. We will have this conversation again.
所以最后我问他们的名字，我跟他们讲，我会为你们祷告，希望我们在天堂再见。
And so I told them I'll pray for them, and I hope that I do see them again.
所以我会为他们祷告，并且我确实希望能够再见到他们。
Those little things that you may do in your life, something very positive, maybe you don't go to the extent where you're preaching on the streets, but you could actually have a positive impact with every single person around you.
所以当你对身边的人做这些小的看似小的事情的时候，即使你没有在站在街口大声的讲到，但是你对他们这些人可能会造成很正面的很深远的影响。
And you may never know what you have done, just like the friend who talked to me.
就像多年前跟我讲话那个朋友一样。
And
你对你周围人的影响可能超出你的想象。
And I'll never forget the kindness that he has shown me, including with the other people that show kindness to me. I'll never forget them.
我永远忘不掉那位朋友和其他的一些朋友对我的恩赐。
And that will echo all throughout eternity. When we're all in heaven,You're going to be seeing people that you never knew would actually be there.
所以这种恩赐也会到存到永远。当你以后在天堂的时候，你可能会看到这些对你曾经非常有恩赐的人。
And they're going to be telling every single people in heaven, it was this man, this woman, who actually was a person who gave me the opportunity to know God's kindness.
所以可能得救的人有一天在天堂会讲，是某一个人在某一个时刻对我的恩赐让我能够得救。
It could be a very small thing that you do, but it's going to mean a lot to that person.
可能是一件很小很小的你做的事情，但是对那个人可能是影响非常非常大。
So I want us to really remember the God's character in Romans and throughout all the Bible.
我真是希望大家能够通过圣经来学习到神的品格。
And how we can live a good life.Showing people and telling people about God from Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
我也希望大家能够在生活中活出罗马书二章四节给我们讲的，并且也告诉我们身边的人。
Let's pray.
让我们来低头祷告。
Father God, thank you for allowing us to be here, for your protection, for your mercy and your grace and your love through your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that people here who don't know you,They can come to know you because you are kind, you are good, you show patience and love and grace to all of us. And that is what you've shown through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that we'll remain faithful to you, we'll follow you, we'll love you, and we'll live the way you want us to live, to impact people around us and to continue to grow in our lives to be closer to you, God. I pray that through the people we encounter, we always make use of the opportunityThat you have laid before us to show that kindness to other people. And that when we have the opportunity, we will show them and we will love them, and that they could be impacted by the little things that you have done for them, God. And I pray that we'll never forget who you are, what you've done for us, sending your Son for us and his sacrifice on the cross, God. And I pray that we will live day by day serving you and loving you and bringing people closer to you.And when we see everybody in heaven, we'll realize just how good you are to every single person. Thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.